Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Boys, your father and I are going out. Would you mind putting your dishes up when you're through there?
Sure, Mom. Hey, how come you guys are all dressed up on a Saturday morning?
Did somebody die or something?
No, Miss Thompson had a new baby. We're going over to the hospital to see her and her little boy.
Are you going to look at the new baby through the hunk of glass they got down there?
We hope to.
How come you always got to look at babies through a hunk of glass?
Well, it's just a precaution against germs.
Well, sure, Beef. How would you like to be a couple days old and have a bunch of grown-ups slobbering you up?
Look, boys, we probably won't be home until after lunch. Now, don't you get in any trouble.
Gee, Mom, I'm in fifth grade and Wally's in high school. What kind of trouble can we get into?
Well, if you boys can't think of anything, I don't think you're very imaginative.
That's pretty funny, huh, Wally?
I don't think he meant it to be all funny, Beef. It's kind of a hint that we shouldn't goof around, huh, Dad?
That's right, Wally. Well, we'll see you fellas later.
Be good, boys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Hey, Wally, do you remember me when I used to be a baby?
Well, kinda. I remember when Mom used to feed you. She used to push the food in, and you used to push it back out again. Man, what a mess.
Yeah, but she must have pushed more in than I pushed out, because I'm still around. Hey, what are we going to do now?
We're going to go upstairs and make our beds.
Why would we do that?
On account of when Mom and Dad aren't here, I'm the boss.
Boy, I'm the only one in this family who doesn't have somebody to shovel around.
Oh, come on.
Hey, let's have a pillow fight first.
No.
Come on.
Look, I said no and I mean no. Come on.
Hello, boys. I'm Mrs. Murdoch from across the street. Chucky's mother.
Is there something wrong, Mrs. Murdoch?
Well, if Chucky's lost again, he's not over here.
No, I was wondering if your mother was at home.
No, she won't be back till after lunch.
She went to look at a fresh-born baby.
Dear, I have to drive my husband to the airport in 10 minutes, and Chucky needs new shoes, or he won't be able to go to school on Monday, so I thought maybe she could take him if she was going downtown.
Oh, yeah, she'd take him if she was here. Outside of Chucky digging all those holes in our lawn, she doesn't mind him at all.
Well, Wally, you could do it.
Do what?
Well, take Chucky down and get him the shoes. I have the size written right down here and the type of shoe to get. And you can charge it and sign my name. And here's $1 to get yourself a soda. And I'll send him over in 5 minutes. Oh, you have no idea what a help this is, Wally. You're a dear, sweet boy.
Gee, Beaver, what happened?
I don't know. All I know is Chucky will be over here in 5 minutes and you're a dear, sweet boy.
Put it out.
Hey, that's Chucky already. Sounds like Eddie Haskell. He even whistles like a wise guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally. Don't just stand there, lover. Let's go.
Let's go where?
What do you mean, where? The new ice skating rink opens today. You said you'd go with me.
Oh, I know, Eddie, but I sort of got an errand to do for this neighbor lady.
Yeah, he's got to take a little boy down and get her some shoes.
Oh, come on, Wally. What's with this kid bit? What do you think you are, Captain Kangaroo?
Hey, Eddie, I promise.
You can't let me down. I promised Mary Ellen Rogers and all the dolls I was bringing you. If I show up alone, they won't even talk to me.
Gee, I'm stuck, Eddie.
I can do it.
Do what?
Take Chucky and buy him his new shoes.
Nah, I don't know if you could do it or not, Beef.
Well, sure he could. He may be a creep, but even a creep could buy a kid shoes.
Yeah, that's right, Wally.
Are you sure you're grown up enough, Beef?
Well, sure I am. I'm a monitor at school. I know how to push little kids around.
Well, all right. Okay, here's the kind of shoes you're supposed to buy him, and here's $1 to buy yourself a soda.
Well, I think I'll go upstairs and put my downtown pants on first.
Come on, let's go, Eddie. My skates are out in the garage.
Hey, How come you gave him the dollar?
Well, on account of Mrs. Murdoch gave it to me for helping her out.
I don't dig you, Wally. He's just your kid brother. Why be nice to someone you don't have to?
I like you, Beaver.
Okay, Chucky, but just don't say that if we meet any of the kids. I don't want to look like a creep.
All right, Beaver. Beaver! Buy me an ice cream bar.
Chucky, I'm not supposed to buy you anything but shoes.
But I want an ice cream bar.
Come on, Chucky.
If you don't buy me an ice cream bar, I'm going to scream.
Go ahead and scream. Good ice cream bar, mister.
Ouch!
There you are, young fella. Now just stand up here and let's see how they feel.
How does that feel?
It feels fine.
Well, they feel all right in the back here?
It feels fine.
Well, let's just walk up and down here a little bit. Do they hurt anywhere?
It feels fine.
Oh, shall I wrap them up?
Yes, sir. I don't like them.
You said it felt fine. How come you don't like them?
I want the shoes with the toes out.
But your mom said to get you this kind.
But when I walk and I want to see what my toes are doing.
Can't see what your toes are doing. You gotta get these.
If I don't get those, I'm gonna scream.
Well, why don't we let him scream?
I tried that once, mister. You wouldn't like it.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Chucky. Well, if I let you get the shoes with no toes, will you take the shoes with toes?
Okay, Beaver.
We'll try them on. I must say, you know how to handle your little brother.
Well, he's not my little brother. If he was my little brother, I'd hit him till he took the right shoes. Chucky, cut it out, will you?
Here you are, young man.
Well, thank you, mister.
I want to carry your shoes.
No, I'll carry them.
If you don't let me carry them, I'm gonna...
Here, carry them.
Could you come over here and sign for them?
I'll sit right here, Beaver.
Okay, you sit right there, but don't touch anything.
Just sign right there.
Okay. What's this? We didn't buy anything for 24 cents.
That's sales tax. It goes to the government.
Oh, yeah. I guess they got enough 24 cents as they could buy an airplane or something.
You know, young man, I think you're a very fine little gentleman.
Gee, mister, you don't have to say that. I already bought the shoes.
Well, thank you very much.
Chucky! Gee, mister, he's gone.
Oh, no. He must be here someplace.
Yeah.
Little boy!
Chucky!
Little boy!
Chucky!
Oh, little boy!
Chucky!
Chucky! It's time to go home!
Chucky.
Come on, Chucky! Chucky! Oh, little boy!
Chucky!
It's time to go home!
Chucky Murdoch. I'm in the first grade. What's your name? That's my name. I was supposed to get a pair of shoes. I got two pairs because I was going to scream.
Well, Chucky Murdoch, you down here with your mother?
No, Mr. Swanson, I'm down here with myself.
You're all alone?
Yes. The big kid that was supposed to take me home got lost.
Well, I'm going home. I'll drop you at your house, okay?
Okay. I've got to say goodbye to my friend. Goodbye, mister. Chucky!
Little boy.
Chucky!
Oh, little boy.
Chucky!
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 Well, we've been over the whole store, son. I'm afraid he's lost.
Yeah. You know, I think if I wasn't so grown up, I'd start screaming, too.
Chucky!
Chucky!
Little boy!
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Mom.
Where you been?
Eddie Haskell and I went down to the new skating rink.
Oh, did you have a nice time?
Well, we didn't stay long. The manager took one look at Eddie and said, get lost.
Was he misbehaving?
No, he remembers Eddie from when he used to be a cashier at the drive-in theater. Mama's Beaver upstairs?
No, he isn't around at all. Lunch is almost ready.
Oh, well, he'll probably be back pretty soon.
Back from where?
Well, from wherever he went. Hello, Wally. Hi, Dad.
Ward, why are boys Wally's age always so evasive when you ask them something?
Oh, well, they've had time to figure it out. Well, the less you say to adults, the less chance you have of getting into trouble.
Monkey at it. Hello?
Hello, Wally. This is me.
Hey, Beaver, where you been?
Well, I've been all over.
You better hurry up and get home. Lunch is already finished, and Mom's getting mad, and Dad's asking a bunch of questions. Better get home with Chucky right away.
Can't come home with Chucky right away. Well, on account of Chucky's lost.
Lost? Beaver, how could you lose him?
Well, I don't know. We looked all over for him. They found two other kids, but they weren't Chucky, so I had to give him back.
Boy, what a mess. You're a dumb little kid.
Well, it's your fault for trusting a dumb little kid like me.
Well, look, Beaver, you just stay right where you are and keep looking for Chucky. I'll think of something.
Okay, goodbye, Wally. Chucky!
Mom, Dad?
Yeah, what is it, Wally?
Who was on the phone, Wally? Was it your brother?
Yeah, that was my brother.
What, you tell him to come right home for lunch?
Well... No, you see, something kind of happened.
Yeah, well, just what kind of happened?
Well...
Don't you go anywhere. Oh, hello, Mrs. Murdoch.
Oh, Mr. Cleaver, I'm terribly upset.
Well, won't you come in?
Well, Mrs. Murdoch, won't you come in and sit down?
Mrs. Cleaver, I wouldn't have had this happen for the world. I'm so upset about what's happened to Beaver.
What's happened to Beaver?
He lost it.
Lost it?
Stop talking like a baby.
But I am a baby.
Didn't Wally tell you?
Wally? Tell us what?
Well, that's just what I was trying to tell you, Dad. You see, I was supposed to take Chucky downtown and get him some new shoes. Except I went ice skating instead and gave the job to Beaver.
Oh, it's all my fault, Mrs. Cleaver. I had to take my husband to the airport. Well, I thought Wally was old enough to trust. Well, if anything happens to the Beaver, I'll just feel miserable.
Oh, now, Mrs. Murdoch. Chucky, honey, don't cry. There's nothing to cry about.
Beaver's dead.
Oh, it's all my fault. It's all my fault.
Beaver's dead.
I never thought that a boy who was a junior in high school could cause a mess like this.
She did. Neither did I.
Mrs. Murdoch, I just know that Beaver's all right. Well, he just called up and spoke to his brother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Mrs. Murdoch. He's okay.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, well, you don't know what a relief that is. I'm so sorry to have disturbed you.
Wally should have had better sense than to let his brother do something like this.
Chucky, why are you still crying?
I'm afraid you're going to hit me.
Well, now, when did Mommy ever hit you for no reason?
All the time.
Charles, will you come out along home with me?
Well, Ward, I think the first thing we should do is go downtown and see about the Beaver.
All right, dear. We'll get back to this later, Wally. Now, you're sure your brother's all right?
Yes, sir. I told him to stay right where he was.
Well, you get him right back on the phone and tell him I'm coming down after him.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter now?
Well, I forgot to ask him where he was.
Now, Ward, you remember that Wally is usually very dependable.
Yes, dear. Yes, I'm trying as hard as I can to remember that. Hello?
Hello, Dad. I guess you know about Chucky getting lost.
Yes, we do. It's Beaver.
Thank heavens.
Yes, Beaver?
I just called up to say goodbye.
To say goodbye?
Yes, sir. I'm running away and I'm never coming back again.
Beaver, what are you talking about?
Well, you can come home if you just lose a sock or a sweater. Not if you lose a whole kid.
Now, look, Beaver. Chucky is home and everything is all right. Now, just exactly where are you, son? Yeah. All right, fine. Now, you stay right there and I'll come down and get you. And Beaver, don't you move from there until I get there. What? Well, of course you can sit down. Right.
Hey, Dad, can I go with you?
No, your mother will go with me.
I'll get my things here.
Now, wait out in the car.
Oh, I was just about to ring, Mr. Cleaver. It's a lovely day out, isn't it?
No, it is not.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. Huh. Hey, what's coming off, Sam? I got a feeling they don't like me.
Well, let's face it, Eddie. They've never liked you.
Yeah, but they're usually polite about it.
Cut it out, will you, Beaver? Don't you know that's kid stuff?
If it's kid stuff, how come there's so many grown-ups doing it on TV?
Search me.
Hey, Wally, how come you're not going out tonight? I thought you had a date.
Well, I was going to take Mary Ellen Rogers to the movies, but I called it off.
How come?
Well, because in order to go, I'd have to ask Dad for my allowance. I don't think this is the right time to ask him for anything.
Yeah.
Boy, Dad sure was quiet as supper, wasn't he?
Gee whiz, Wally. It wasn't your fault about Chucky. It was Eddie's fault. He was the one who talked you into going to the ice skating rink.
Well, it sounds real good to say it was Eddie's fault. Heck, I could even say it was your fault for losing Chucky. Ah, but what's the use of kidding myself?
Yeah. I guess your conscience is bothering you, huh, Wally?
Yeah.
Does everybody have a conscience?
Well, of course they do.
I'll bet you Eddie Haskell doesn't have one.
Well, sure he does. Why do you think today when we were at the skating rink, he left without arguing with that guy that told him to beat him?
Because he's afraid the man would hit him?
Well, partly maybe, but mostly on account of he knew he was a creep.
Yeah. It's pretty neat the way conscience works, isn't it, Wally? Do you think a lion walking around the jungle has a conscience after he ate somebody?
What'd you have to go and bring lions into it for?
Well, I don't know. I always like lions.
Hello, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Wally, I thought I'd come up and give you your allowance.
Oh, well, gee, Dad, I wasn't going to ask you for it. I don't deserve it.
Oh?
Now, if Chucky would have really run away or if he would have gotten hurt or something, it would have been all my fault.
Well, that's right, Wally.
Aren't you going to give him a lecture or anything, Dad?
Well, when we realize we've made a mistake, that's half the battle, Beaver. I don't see that there's any need for a lecture.
Yeah, and anyway, he just gave himself one of the best ones I've ever heard.
Well, that's fine, Wally. And I know the next time you have a responsibility, you won't try to palm it off on your brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
Does a lion walking around the jungle have a conscience?
Well, I was kind of explaining consciences to him, but I couldn't answer that one.
Well, you let me think that over a little while, Beaver, and I'll come back up and we'll have a talk about lions.
Okay, Dad.
Upstairs talking to Beaver about lions.
I thought you talked to Beaver about lions last night.
I did, but he fell asleep in the middle of it, so I had to finish today.
Honey, would you get me a plate? You know, Ward, I'm still a little bit upset about yesterday.
About Chucky and Wally?
No, about Eddie Haskell. I'm afraid when he came over here, I was rude to him.
Well, come to think of it, I'm afraid I was, too.
Well, honey, what do you think we ought to do about it?
Well, maybe since we were both rude to him, he won't show up again.
Well, if he does, I don't know what to say to him.
You better think of something quick, because here he is. Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver. Good
morning, Eddie.
I wonder if it would bother you if I went up to talk to Wally.
Why, of course not, Eddie. You go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you.
You know, Eddie, Mrs. Cleaver and I were talking, and we were afraid we were perhaps a little abrupt when you were by yesterday.
Eddie, I hope you understand that we were rather upset.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Cleaver. I guess yesterday just wasn't my day. In the morning, the manager of the new skating rink spoke unkindly to me. But I try to make allowances for people being the way they are.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
Well, what do you mean about people being the way they are?
Well, I think in some vague way he was insulting us, but he did it so cleverly, I'm not sure.
Coming up on TV Land, Beaver is accused of masterminding a crime wave at Grant Avenue Grammar School. But he's innocent. Innocent, I tell you! Stay tuned for Beaver's Kafkaesque nightmare, Beaver and Kenneth. Next on Leave It to Beaver.